Good morning. It's Thursday, January 1st, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. President Donald Trump has announced he will withdraw National Guard troops from several U.S. cities, including Chicago, Los Angeles, and Portland, following a Supreme Court ruling limiting his authority to deploy troops for domestic law enforcement. Trump wrote on Truth Social that troops will come back, perhaps in a much different and stronger form, if crime rises again. The Supreme Court ruled last week in Trump v. Illinois that the president cannot unilaterally send troops into Chicago. California Governor Gavin Newsom welcomed the withdrawal, calling it an end to an illegal intimidation tactic, while Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson praised the court for checking presidential overreach. The move ends a controversial deployment that had faced legal challenges nationwide. Another news, U.S. stock markets closed 2025 with strong gains after a year marked by sharp swings. The S&P 500 rose about 17% for the year, while the NASDAQ gained 21% and the Russell 2000 climbed 12%. Markets tumbled briefly in April when President Trump announced global tariffs but rebounded after some were reversed, supported by strong corporate earnings and AI-driven optimism. Analysts caution, however, that tech stock valuations and upcoming Federal Reserve leadership changes could make 2026 volatile. Robert Edwards of Edwards Asset Management said the market is climbing the wall of worry, while Parag Tate from Deutsche Bank noted growth is spreading beyond big tech. Investors will closely watch interest rates and global trade developments in the new year. Around the world, several people were killed and others injured in an explosion at a bar in Crans, Montana, a luxury ski resort in southwestern Switzerland, police said early Thursday. The blast occurred at around 1:30 a.m. local time at the popular venue Le Constellation, as New Year revelers were celebrating. Gaetan Lathion, a police spokesman in Wallace Canton, confirmed casualties but said the cause of the explosion is unknown. Emergency services rushed to the scene, with media images showing the building on fire. Authorities are investigating, and the situation is ongoing. Swiss police have urged the public to avoid the area while updates on the injured and the deceased are confirmed. Another news. Demonstrations spread across Iran for a fourth day as protesters tried to break into a local government building in Fasa, southern Fars province, following a sharp currency collapse. Authorities reported three police officers injured and four arrests. Confrontations also occurred in Hamadan and Lorestan provinces. Tehran declared a bank holiday on Wednesday, closing schools and public institutions, seen by many as an effort to limit protests. Videos verified by the BBC showed demonstrators breaking gates at the governor's office, with security forces responding with tear gas. President Masoud Pezeshkian said the government will hear legitimate demands, while Prosecutor General Mohammad Movahedi Azad warned against attempts to create instability. The protests are the most widespread since 2022, though smaller in scale. Another news. 2025 has been among the hottest years on record, with Central Asia, the Sahel, and Northern Europe experiencing record-breaking heat, according to Copernicus data. Tajikistan saw temperatures over 3 degrees Celsius above seasonal averages, while parts of Mali, Niger, Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Chad recorded 0.7 to 1.5 degrees Celsius above norms. Europe suffered an extreme summer, with Switzerland, the Balkans, Spain, Portugal, and the UK experiencing temperatures 2 to 3 degrees Celsius above average, triggering wildfires and water shortages. Scientists from the World Weather Attribution Network warn that such extreme heat events are now nearly 10 times more likely than a decade ago due to climate change. Northern Europe also saw abnormally warm autumn conditions. Experts say the trend underscores the urgent need for global climate action. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.